Now I'm thanking God for each and every one of you tonight and just believing, God, that we are just blessed and we're just thankful to be here in his presence. You know, the Bible says where two or three are gathered in my name, he'll be in the midst of us. So we're thankful that the Lord is in the midst of us tonight and here to touch your life and to help you in every area that you're in. So we're just going to step into worship and we're just going to believe God for his goodness tonight. Amen.
Thank you. Stronghold I still be in a loop. Jesus, move tonight. And this is a move.
Hallelujah. This is a move. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We just give you glory. We just honor you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, just reverence you and just worship you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our Lord is a good Lord. Amen.
Nothing like
praise God.
No.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No one, nothing like
amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. precious and wonderful. Hallelujah.
I love how he comes in.
Yes.
With his peace and his mercy and his grace, and you just feel his presence. And it just lights yourself up like it just.
Amen.
You just feel him.
Amen.
He is good. Amen. Amen. Well, we've got some sad news if you've not already heard that Holly's brother, Keith Phillips, has passed away. So his funeral will be tomorrow at, you can say the name of the funeral home.
I can't pronounce.
Schindler.
Schindelwolf.
Keep coming.
Stouts and Crates.
There you go at that one. The viewing starts at 11. The funeral starts at 1, and we will be having a meal for the family here at the church. After they get done with the gravesite. So I believe Angels put some stuff out there and made some calls and stuff. So I think we're good to go. If you would like to help, you can come. I think they're coming here at 1. But
you said
so you're coming here at 1? To start setting up. But if you wouldn't mind, if we could set the tables up for them tonight, that would be wonderful.
Because
many hands make light work. Amen. And so it won't be that hard with all of us just setting them up real quick.
Yeah.
So keep Holly. Holly understands fully that man is completely healed in heaven with his mama right now.
Yeah.
And he is happy. And he wouldn't come back if he was asked. Amen? But also, she took care of her brother for many, many years.
Yeah.
And so almost like a your child. You know,
yeah.
So of course there's a part that hurts too. So keep Holly and them and Brian and them up in prayer. Amen. But they are strong. They're
yes.
gonna
Amen.
Make this. Yes.
They'll persevere and
Amen.
Come
Amen.
Out on the
Amen. I could right I can
back.
See Keith up in heaven dancing fully.
Yes.
No restrictions. No restrictions. And
yes.
I think that's beautiful. It is awesome. But I know that she will miss him.
Yep.
Greatly. So, and what else do we have going on? We have got Pump that's getting ready to start on the 21st. We have 7 kids from here going. So be praying for those kids, not just that they're safe and they have a good time, but that they have a God experience.
Yes.
That during that time
yes.
that is carved out of their time, that God meets them there.
Yes.
And they have a God experience that will change their life forever.
Yes,
amen?
Amen.
Forever. Everybody needs
amen.
That God experience where you're never going to be the same. Amen? And we need them throughout our life because we change from
amen.
Glory to glory to glory. Amen?
Amen?
So that's what I'm praying for our kids.
Amen.
I'm excited. Of course, we got 4 Kaiser boys going this year. Like
wow.
that, you don't understand. When we started this, Caleb and Isaiah and even Adam, who was 1, almost 2 at the time, none of them could go to any place like that. That was like a far off. That they could go.
Yeah.
So, whew, you're getting old, Jared. You're getting old. Notice I didn't say that to Linda.
We're trying.
She too close. No, they're awesome kids. We're excited for them. And then Amber has some great news. She got her book that she wrote. Amen. Woohoo! So author Amber Johnson. They will be having a book release party here. We believe it's going to be Friday, July 15th, which is next Friday. Okay, so we'll get the time out to you, 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. So if you want to come out and support Amber, this amazing thing, we're excited for you, Amber. I can't wait to read the book. Amen? And
Amen.
Then we've got VBS starts on the 24th. Prayers for Linda.
Yeah.
Lord, keep her good. Keep her good. And I'm fine. Of course, if you've had 6, what, 7, right? Yeah. So she fine. She fine. She is. Amen.
And then Jason's doing another outreach. Oh, you're going to have another meeting this Sunday after
Did you text that to me? And I forgot to say? Okay, because you know me. I forget.
Okay, so there's a VP.
Okay.
VBS.
Yeah, and in case there's somebody
Bible
new that
meeting.
Wants to come help.
Yeah.
So Sunday after church.
Right after church.
Over in that room.
Yep.
District 12. What? It's that room, isn't it? Like, I'm not wrong. It's that room. And what else? I think there was one more thing.
Jason has
an outreach, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 16th at 11. You guys meet here at the church.
All right.
And that's exciting. Listen, you don't know how it can touch a person just to see somebody smile at them and give them something. Even as, I mean, I don't think that it's nothing or that it's a light thing, a bottle of water, because I've been thirsty before and needed a bottle of water or I was going to get sick. And so I think that's a great thing. And the Lord says when you give
a cup of water in my name, you'll not lose your reward.
Amen. Amen. So I'm excited about that. And then, of course, they give them Jesus, too. Amen. So that's all I've got.
Okay, baby. Ooh, okay. Well, we better let children go to children's church. Hallelujah. Ooh. And then for tithes and offerings tonight, I'm going to talk about a miracle just because I believe that God is just going to just be doing some things for us over the next coming months. And in 2 Kings chapter 6, we're going to read a message where they were out collecting wood and the axe head fell into the river. And look what happened. In 2 Kings 6 verse 3, and one said, "Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants." And he answered, "I will go." So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was falling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." And the man of God said, Where fell it?" And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, "Take it up to thee," and he put out his hand and took it. And so here we see a story where a man is cutting with an axe and the head of it falls off. And the man of God throws a twig in and it comes back up. Now, how can iron float in a water? It has to be a miracle, amen? And so I wanted to bring this up to you tonight because miracles happen for us and they will happen in our life. And I'm believing for you guys that just miraculous things happen in the area of finances and need, and in the area of just if something breaks down, I believe that God's going to supernaturally help you get it fixed. If you have issues going on in any way, I'm just believing God that supernaturally he will provide for you. Amen? And so I believe that God is just going to provide for us like he always does. So I'm going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just declare your goodness, God. And Father, just like you supernaturally provided a way for this axe head to be recovered, God, you're going to supernaturally discover a way for people to recover what they need, Father. Lord, people that have suffered loss on certain things, God, you're just going to help them. And God, people that have pressures from bills and different things on them right now, Father, I just pray that you just put your hand forth and you just touch their situation, Father, and add your supernatural to their situation. And God, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about the benefits of humbling ourselves before the Lord. And being humble is something that's very, very critical. And so we're going to go over that tonight, and we're just going to let God touch us. And it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse 27, "Because thine heart was tender, and thou did humble thyself before God, when thou heardest his words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest thyself before me, and didst rend thy clothes and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord." Now, being humble is a good way to make sure that God can hear us and meet with us. You know, that word humble means to be meek, to be respectful, to be submissive, to be modest, and free from vanity. And so we really want to make sure that in our hearts that we are people that are humble. And that we are people that have set ourselves for the Lord to be able to speak to us and move on our behalf and talk to us at any time. And we're going to be willing to listen. It says this in Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know, you got to be a humble person to be a forgiving person and to be kind one to another. And God really wants that for us. He wants us to be a people that are kind and humble and loving one to another. And he wants us to be able to just be who we are supposed to be in him. And let's move in the direction that God would have for us to move. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. But a humbleness of mind. And that means that we just are mindful of things and we don't mind putting others before ourselves and letting God be touching people and touching ourselves and just letting God be what he needs to be in our lives. Amen? I'm going to read you a story now in the book of Luke. And in this story, we're going to see that there's a man that thought he was supposed to be a Christian and thought that he was being one way, but really you're going to see that the meek man is the one that was honored in this. And it says that there's a Pharisee and a tax collector, and we're just going to read here what it says. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed, thus saith himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes up into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So we are seeing here a pattern of what it takes for us to be what God wants us to be. We have to humble ourselves and let God exalt us and not man and not ourselves. We have to make sure that we allow the Lord to do the lifting up of us and not us try to lift up ourselves and be something that we're not supposed to be. And we should never be comparing ourselves one to another like this man that was comparing himself to this other guy should have never been doing that, because we don't compare ourselves one to another. Amen? We make sure that we look towards God and we focus on God and we let him do anything of helping us understand what we should be and do. We're going to look in Deuteronomy chapter 8, and it says here in verse 2, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know that what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, doth man live. Thy remnant waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as the man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land that brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and trees and pomegranates, a land of olives and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of those hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. So part of the Lord's process in trying for us to be humble is so that when we're humble, we'll allow God to lead us. And when we allow God to lead us, then we start to walk into his places of blessing and into the lands and the goodness that he has for us. So we need to make sure that we're a humble people and that we make sure that we make room for the Lord to be in charge of us and in the forefront of our hearts and minds at all times. Amen? And we're going to look here in the book of Matthew, chapter 18. Verse 1, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him on the midst of them. And he said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. And I want you to know that it's critical for us to make sure that we are people that are humble like children are humble. Amen? Yeah. You know, they ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And then they do whatever you ask them to do. And they believe in you because you are their parent or their grandparent. And they believe in you. And this is how God needs us to be with him. We need to make sure that we allow the Lord to have that position in our life, and we become like humble, dear children unto him that will listen to him and take his guidance and do what he asks us to do. Praise God. And in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 6 says, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resist the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And I like this saying where it says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So in other words, when we humble ourselves before God, we're automatically resisting the devil. Because we're not leaving ourselves open to the devil. We're leaving ourselves open to God and letting him lead us. And when it says that we resist the devil and he will flee, it means to run in terror from you, like if he's undergoing a military assault. So it's not just a small thing that the devil, when you resist him, flees from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, the double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and let your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Amen. So when we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, remember, he's the one that should be lifting us up and building us up and bringing us out of places. And he will do it as long as we humble ourselves and let him be who he's supposed to be in charge of us all. Amen. I'm going to read 1 Peter 5, 5. It says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be submitted one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I think this is interesting that it says the devil is seeking whom he may devour. And he can only devour those who do not humble themselves. And he can come against you, but if you humble yourselves and you cast all your care upon the Lord, it's a source of protection. And it says that the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And he may lift you up out of things when you allow yourself to be humble enough to let the Lord be your lead and let the Lord guide you in everything that you're doing in life. Amen? So we cast all of our care upon him, for he cares for you. And what that means is the way to humble yourself is to make sure that every situation you got on going on in life, that you're giving it to the Lord to resolve. That you're not trying to use your own wisdom. You're not trying to use your own power and your own way of thinking, but you are relying on the Lord and you're allowing the Lord to use his wisdom to help you come out of every situation that you're facing. Amen? That is how we want to live, and that is how we want to do this, and that's how we move forward with the Lord. Then it says here in the book of Philippians 2 and verse 3, it says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man, of men. Now, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. In other words, if we're puffed up or trying to push our own way, that's never going to be pleasing to the Lord. But in lowliness of mind or in humility, in a humble way, let each esteem other better than themselves. So one part of us in our humility is that we always esteem our brother higher than we do ourselves. We're always looking out for others. This is a good thing to keep in mind in your marriage, that you guys should be esteeming each other. There should never be a one-way street where someone is always right or someone always gets their way. It should be a multiplicity of times where each of you have given for the other's sake. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to look at Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18. It says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Man, how many times have we seen that happen? Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handles the matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusts in the Lord, happy is he. So we find out that pride cometh before destruction. In other words, we should never be a people that walk around full of pride or full of ourselves. We should be humble enough to know that we're not all that and we're not a bag of chips. Amen? Hallelujah. I know. Now, when you're humble enough to be all that and a bag of chips, then you can be it. Amen? Amen? But we should be humble within ourselves and never let pride destroy us and cause destruction to come, or to have a haughty spirit, you know, to have an arrogant attitude and to be hard to deal with and easily offendable. These are things that should never be a part of a Christian's nature and should never be something that we are a part of. Amen? Because we want to follow God, and we want to make sure that in following him, when we humble ourselves, we're going to see the rewards and benefits of being his children. Amen? And in 2 Chronicles, in chapter 7, this is a very popular scripture, and I just want to read it. And it says in verse 13, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. This is something that I always think is critical for us to understand something. In order for us to have a solid prayer life, we've got to be living right before God. He says, if they humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, in other words, we can't have a lot of stuff going on that displeases God and think that we're going to have prayers that move heaven. We're going to have to humble ourselves, and part of humbling ourselves will allow ourselves to be examined and will allow the Word of God to show us if we have places in our life that need cleaned up. Amen? And when we have places that need cleaned up and can be touched, then we start to move with God in that strong, powerful way. It says, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. My goodness, the Lord will heal our land when we allow him to move into our life. Amen? And when we humble ourselves to the point where we seek his face and begin to get rid of things that are not supposed to be in our life, then the Lord will move on our behalf. Amen? And the Lord will do good for us and do good to us because that is how he is. He'll heal and heal our land. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift you up and exalt you this day, God. And Father, we just exalt you this night, God. And Father, we just declare your goodness, God. That God, as we humble ourselves, Father, we will always see your blessing come forth. God, as we humble ourselves and lean into you, Father, and as we are meek and as we are submissive to you, Father God, we're always going to see your outcome, Father. Lord, because we'll be able to hear you clearly, and we'll be able to see your direction, God, and we'll be able to go the way that you want us to go, Father. And Lord, I just pray that as we humble ourselves, God, that you would show us anything that's not right in us, Father. And Lord, you would remove anything that would not be a good way for us, God, so that you can hear us from heaven and you can heal our land, Father. And Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you just hear us tonight, Father, and that you just move on our behalf, God. And Lord, I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And don't forget Jamie.
Yes.
It's not in there. Oh, it is on there? Oh, I don't see it.
What did it say to pray for Jamie?
Yeah, this says prayer.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Jamie before you, Father. And we thank you for the procedures and everything that he's undergone going well, God. And Father, as he's healing, we just ask you to loose the working of miracles and your healing power to bring him through this process in a quick way, Father. And Father, right now we pray for Phil and Haley and Braden, Lord, that they would have a quick recovery from this sickness, Father God. And Lord, I pray for Amy, God, that she's also sick and not feeling well. And God, I just pray over them in their situations that happened on vacation, Father, that you would just come and your mercy would give them grace and just work within their situation, Father. And Lord, that you would remove all pain and all hurt, God. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, we just pray for Candace, that God, that heart rate would come into normality, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that God, the COPD would be lifted off of her, Father. And God, bring her to clear breathing and bring her to these things being lifted off of her, Father God, and just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into her. In the mighty name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I want to thank you for being with us tonight. And we look forward to being with you on Sunday. Amen.